This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Vastala with the news. The headlines first. Former Speaker Damannath Dhungana passes away at the age of 83. President Ramchandra Podil and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli express sorrow over the demise of former Speaker Dhungana. Candidates filed for the upcoming local level by-elections. Election Code of Conduct comes into effect. And U.S. President allows Ukraine to strike inside Russia with missiles. Now the news in detail. Former Speaker Damannath Dhungana has passed away yesterday at the age of 83. According to Dhungana's private secretary, Dr. Rudra Sharma, Dhungana died in course of treatment at Baneshwar-based Frontline Hospital at 1:30 p.m. yesterday. Dhungana, also the senior advocate, was battling with liver-related issues for some time. He was elected the House of Representatives member from the Kathmandu Electoral Constituency 2 during the 1992 general elections representing the Nepali Congress. He served as the House of Representatives Speaker from 2048 to 2051 BS. Dhungana, who contributed significantly to the country's democratic movement, was jailed time and again by the Panchayati rules during his political career. He is survived by his spouse, a daughter and two sons. His last rites will be conducted today. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podil and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli have expressed their deep sorrow over the demise of former Speaker Damannath Dhungana. Taking to a social site account, the head of the state and head of the government paid tributes to the late Dhungana and extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. The candidates have been registered for the upcoming local level by-elections. According to the Election Commission, nominations for the candidates vying in the upcoming by-election were registered from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. yesterday at the office of the concerned election officers. Election symbols will be conferred on the candidates between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on November 20 itself, while the by-election will be held from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 1st of December for 44 vacant seats across the country. Meanwhile, the Election Code of Conduct for the upcoming local-level by-elections scheduled for the 1st of December has officially come into effect from yesterday. According to the Election Commission's Joint Secretary and Spokesperson Nita Pokhrel Aryal, the Code of Conduct is applied to people holding public posts in their respective districts, to authorities concerned and to officials. The Election Commission has warned of legal action against anyone is found violating the Election Code of Conduct. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli held a discussion with officials of Medical Education Commission on the problems facing medical education. The issues like determination of student seats, fee as per private medical college and hostel management featured in the discussion. Prime Minister Oli spoke on the need of ensuring easy admission for nursing education in any of the institutes recognized by the CTEVT. President Ramchandra Podil has viewed knowledge and yoga as essential to instilling spiritual awakening in people and society. Inaugurating the Brahma Kumari Knowledge Academy at Nagar Kot of Changu Narayan Municipality 6 Bhaktapur yesterday, President Podil said the spiritual awakening would foster love, peace and harmony, thereby building a cultured and civilized society. Reminding that adding such unity has helped in creating feelings of fraternity and tolerance, the president stressed that Nepal is rich in oriental philosophy, knowledge and tradition, where there are numerous cultures and civilizations under the oriental philosophy that nurture unity and solidarity. Adding that the Brahma Kumari Nepal has been involved in peace, harmony and fraternity for nearly six decades in Nepal, President Podil expressed belief that the Knowledge Academy would help establish a happy and peaceful society. On the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Mant Singh said peace and bliss were essential for happy humanity. A high-level delegation led by the Director General of India's Sashastra Seema Suraksha Bal SSB Amrit Mohan Prasad called on Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. The meeting held at the Home Ministry in Singha Darbar yesterday focused on enhancing cooperation between the Armed Police Force APF of Nepal and the Sashastra Seema Suraksha Bal SSB of India to strengthen border security. During the discussion, the minister called for additional support and cooperation from the SSB in addressing cross-border issues such as drug smuggling, human trafficking and other criminal activities. Meanwhile, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has directed the authorities concerned to take effective measures in order to reduce road accidents. During a discussion at Home Ministry in Singha Darbar, Home Minister Lekhak instructed concerned sites, including road department, drivers, transport entrepreneurs and security persons, to be serious so that traffic rules would be enforced well to reduce the road accidents. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav has instructed the subordinate agencies to install new pipelines in the places of broken water supplying pipes in Kathmandu Valley. After receiving information that the pipelines in some places where Melamchi's water is being distributed are bursting and the water is being wasted, Minister Yadav has instructed all the subordinate agencies to immediately connect and repair the broken pipes and operate the water smoothly. The Nepal Rashtra Bank has unveiled its Strategic Analysis Report 2024. The report, aiming to provide financial updates based on cyber-enabled fraud reported this year, has been presented to the government yesterday. The report shows that the highest number of people between 18 years and 24 years and who have stated student as their profession are found involved in such type of suspected transactions. As many as 29 passengers were injured when two buses collided each other at Nayapur Gore Chautara of Bandipur rural municipality in Tanahu district. It occurred along the Prithvi Highway yesterday afternoon. According to the district police office Tanahu, among the injured ones, two are in critical condition. The passengers trapped in the collided bus were rescued with the help of a dozer. Police added that the injured ones are receiving treatment at Lakshmi Hospital of Tumri in the district. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has given the green light for Ukraine to use long-range missiles supplied by the U.S. to strike Russia. According to the BBC, a U.S. official has confirmed the move as a major change of the U.S. policy. For months, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has been urging that the restrictions on the missiles known as ATACMS be lifted, allowing Kyiv to strike outside its own borders. The ATACMS missile can reach up to 186 miles. An Israeli airstrike on a five-story residential block in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza has killed at least 34 people. According to the BBC, the Agence France quoted the local civil defense agency as saying that many of the dead were women and children with dozens still feared to be under the rubble. Seven people were also injured. The Israeli military said that it had been striking militant targets in the northern Gaza, including Beit Lahia, in an attempt to stop Hamas from regrouping. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province. At present, there is an influence of western winds and local air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Former Speaker Damannath Tungana passes away at the age of 83. President Ramchandra Paudel and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only expressed sorrow over demise of former Speaker Tungana. Candidates filed for the upcoming local level by elections. Election code of conduct comes into effect. And U.S. President allows Ukraine to strike inside Russia with missiles. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.